This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's talk to Chris Raybon, senior editor for the Action Network. You can find him at Chris Raybon over on Twitter. Chris, how you doing, man?
What's going on, Bill?
Well, excitement. I'm kind of fired up for this weekend. There's some good games on the docket. I think it's interesting. I want to start right here because the one that I circled, Houston is getting 8.5 via Kansas City. Is it just because Kansas City took a loss and everybody believes they're going to come out with a vengeance? Or what is that? Why is the money so goofy on that thing?
Yeah, so I think that was the opening line. It has actually come all the way down to 4. So
has it? Okay. You're right. I am looking at the opening line.
Right. So actually, a lot of money has been flooding in on the Houston Texans because the Chiefs are getting 66% of the bet, but the Chiefs are only getting 39% of the money. So you can see some big bets have come in on Houston. I think there's some concern with the health of Patrick Mahomes after that loss to the Colts and his ankle. And also, this has been the spot where usually you want to back the Texans. Deshaun Watson, 7-2 against the spread as a road underdog.
You've got Seattle on the road, West Coast to East Coast, kind of, taking on the Cleveland Browns. Seattle's only given up 1.5. Did people not see Cleveland just crap the bed out in San Francisco, or do they think that they're going to come back with a vengeance, or maybe Seattle isn't that good? This is another game to me that's a little bit surprising.
Yeah, I think there's kind of a split here because you're seeing 73% of the tickets backing Seattle, but only 58% of the money. So the majority of the money is still on Seattle. I think there are kind of some stubborn guys out there who are saying, this line overcorrected too much because when the look-ahead lines came out, it was Cleveland favored by 2. So you always kind of see people buy back on teams when they're down. But I do think you have to adjust somewhat for how bad Cleveland's been. It looks like Freddie Kitchens, having to the responsibilities of head coach in addition to, calling the plays, it might be a little tougher than last year when he could focus on calling the plays because you've seen regression from both him and Baker Mayfield.
Then the game that I find interesting is Minshew Mania must be running wild in Jacksonville because it's a home game for the Jaguars. New Orleans, who has performed extremely well, but maybe still not a ton of faith in what Teddy Bridgewater. It's a point, basically, a call in this game. And New Orleans getting a point as opposed to Jacksonville giving one up. But yet all the money seems to be coming in. What was it, 65% of the money right now coming in on New Orleans to win this ballgame. Explain this one.
Yeah, I think the public is going to go with the hot team, the hot hand. The Jaguars, Minshew Mania, obviously taking over there. But the bottom line is they've lost a game. They just lost the game. They're coming off a loss. New Orleans, they keep winning with Teddy Bridgewater. So, yeah, 65% of the bets coming in on New Orleans, but only half as much money. So only 33%, 67% of the money on the Jacksonville Jaguars. Favored by a point. The one crazy stat, and I'll keep bringing this up every week because it keeps ringing true, Teddy Bridgewater now 26-7 against the spread in his career, which is absurd.
Yeah, that's you're right. I didn't realize it was that high, but I heard he had played pretty well against the spread. The next game on the docket is Philadelphia getting 3 on the road in Minnesota. Philadelphia already came in and beat the Green Bay Packers. Minnesota coming off of a win that they desperately needed, but I don't know how good still Minnesota is. Talk about this game.
Yeah, I think there are some reasons to be a little bit concerned about Minnesota. They haven't been doing well on early downs as consistently, especially in the pass game, and their defense hasn't quite been as strong consistently either. But they do play good situational football. At one point, there was actually more money than bets coming in on the Eagles, but now the Eagles' bets are up to 62%, and the money split 50-50. So I'd expect this one to even out. I don't know if there's much of an edge on either side with the line being at 3. One of the interesting things is we're still seeing the majority of bets and money coming in on the over 44 in this game. But Mike Zimmer, since he took over as head coach of the Vikings, The under when they're at home is 26-16. That's a 62% hit rate. So that'll be interesting to see if it goes up to maybe 44-5 and then Sharps pound it at that number.
Is one of the game, and I know somebody asked me this last night, and I thought, well, I'd take it off the board because it's a meaningless game in many regards. But then again, it seems like people are focusing on the winless teams of Washington and Miami. And tell me where the money's going, and are this just masochistic bets? Are these people that just have nothing left in life, so they might as well pick this game?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's an interesting game, you know, for a fan, because are these teams trying to tank? Are they trying to lose? You wonder exactly, you know, will Washington get up, you know, for a new coach, or are they kind of, you know, Gruden was somewhat of a player's coach, kind of lost the locker room a little bit with the Adrian Peterson scratch, but there's a lot of interesting angles here. It's a race for the number one pick. We're seeing the bet split 50-50 between Washington and Miami, but Washington getting only 42% of the money, so some bigger bets have come in on Miami, and I think that's because of that 3.5 spread with the hook. A lot of people probably betting, you know, Miami could keep it within a field goal. One thing to point out, when teams switch head coaches, they do have a slightly better than a 500 record against the spread in that first game after making the change, and that tends to carry over for the rest of the season.
See, that was the statistic I was looking for, because we always talk about a team that loses a head coach getting a little bit of a charge for whatever reason, as if there's a new pep in their step or new people watching them or whatever. And that's what I wanted to find out. So more than 50% of the teams that make a head coaching change end up winning that immediately following game. So maybe that's the reason that the Washington Redskins giving three and a half, as a matter of fact, right? It's 3.5?
Yeah, so they end up winning against the spread, I should say. So they're slightly better than 50% against the spread. Straight up, they're about 42% in terms of winning, but that is up from 27% before the change. So there is a net increase in the probability of these teams performing well directly after a head coaching change, and then going forward, they tend to be undervalued by the betting market for the duration of the year.
Talking with Chris Raybon of the Action Network. Find him on Twitter at Chris Raybon. You've got San Francisco and L.A. I still don't know how good the 49ers are. They dismantled what I consider now to be a bad Cleveland team, but they're undefeated, so you got to give them credit for that. Meanwhile, L.A., they've struggled a bit. Seems like their defense is giving up a ton of points, but they're giving 3 in this contest. Talk about that.
Yeah, so this line was, when the look-ahead line first came out, it was Rams by 5.5, so it has corrected a lot. I do think that San Francisco is a lot better than we think, because if you look at their defense, they're actually number one in success rate on passes on first and second down, and that's crucial, because if you can get an offense to third down, you know, teams are going to convert less than 50% of the time. So this is a much-improved team, and right now we are seeing 61% of the tickets now backing L.A., but only 60% of the money. So I think that you'll see sharps probably, if it goes back to 3.5 and you get that hook again, I think you'll see money coming on San Francisco. But right now, everyone kind of betting on the home team to cover by a field goal.
It looks like Darnold's going to be in. The Jets are going to be hosting Dallas. Dallas is coming in after back-to-back losses. They haven't done much offensively. It seems like the money was big at first. Was it like 9 or something like that? And it's come down since then?
Yeah, I think once it was confirmed Darnold was going to play, you know, the line started coming down. It went from 9 to now the Cowboys are favored by 7 on the road. And the public, the Cowboys are a public team. The public loves to bet on the Cowboys, and so especially against a bad team like the Jets. So you're seeing 76% of the bet on the Dallas Cowboys, but only 52% of the money. That's a pretty big discrepancy there, about a third of the discrepancy between the bets and money. So that tells you the sharps are indeed on the New York Jets to cover at home.
Then the other one that obviously we're all paying attention to is going to be the Detroit Lions on the road taking on the Green Bay Packers this Monday night, a game that many people here are interested in. I know the line has come down just a bit. It was at 6 originally, the Packers given up, but since then it's come down. Why has it come down a little bit?
Well, I think it looks like Davante Adams is going to be able to give it a go. And this Lions team, you know, coming off a bye, And I think they are a team that is a little bit underrated, too. You know, maybe if they had ended up winning that Chiefs game, there would have been a lot more notice, you know, kind of across the nation about the Lions. But they ended up losing that game. And so I think, you know, they didn't quite get the respect they deserved. But this is a game where you are seeing slightly more money than bets coming in on the Lions. So, you know, 60% of the public back in Green Bay. That's what we usually see. Another team that the public has a lot of confidence in, but only 57% of the money. And it's come down from Packers by 6 to Packers by 4. So, you know, this is going to be an interesting one. Those numbers 4 and 5 are kind of dead zone numbers anyway, where, you know, it's not a key number of 3 or 6. So I think the fact that it came off 6 down there tells you that sharps are definitely on the side of the Detroit Lions.
Chris, always great to talk to you. We certainly appreciate it. They can find you over on Twitter at Chris Raybon as well. And we'll talk to you again next week and go through the NFL, okay?
All right, take care, Bill.
Appreciate it, pal. Chris Raybon on with us, sponsored by the Action Network. Looking for an edge? Download the free Action Network app and get some live odds and expert analysis for each and every game. That is the Action Network app. Just download it right now on any mobile device you may have, and it's right there at your fingertips. You are good to go. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. Don't forget, coming up today, taping it at 5, airing it at 6, we have got Oren Burks, the Green Bay middle linebacker, going to join us for the Lodge Kohler kickoff in Green Bay. That is going to be taping today at 5 o'clock, so make sure you kind of hang out with us. The fireside chat, little vino, little crowd noise. It's always a good time up at Lodge Kohler. We hope to see you there as a face in the crowd as well. Coming up today at 5.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.